Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat, as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
The cattle futures closed steady here on the feeder cattle and live cattle. Friday's big sell-off filled the gap on the feeder cattle, and there was some anticipation that with the weakness that it could possibly open up and be lower today, but it did not. It was pretty quiet, given the recent volatility that we've seen. Didn't really do just a whole lot. Midday, boxed beef, choice was up 79 cents, 191.51. Select up 61, 173.31. This choice select spread, $17.20, and 67 lows removed. Feeder cattle index as of Friday was 131.04, up 53 cents. It keeps inching higher. The cash market also, of course, is somewhat reflective of what the futures have been doing. So that's a really good reinforcing sign for the rally that we've seen over the last couple of weeks for the feeder cattle. Hogs today were up 75. December hogs have been rallying ever since the middle part of October. They got down to nearly 40 cents, and they somewhat reflect what the live cattle have done in terms of their low and then now the rally. And we're back above the moving averages across the board and have been for some time. It looks like to maintain that, we'll need some additional positive cash news.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were extremely strong. Corn led the way higher, relatively wise anyway. It was about 11 higher, which is a really big move for corn. March 17 corn was up as much as 11 cents and closed near the high of the day. We're getting back to the levels from the end of November. But being back above the moving average is going to bring some more positive momentum into the market. Some outside factor today is the U.S. dollar was down significantly and traded below 100 even. It's right at it right now in the December. But we were below it there briefly, and that brought some more positive export market feelings anyway to the market. There was a USDA announcement of bean sales of 426,000 metric tons. That had beans up about 15 cents on the March. And then wheat was lackluster, unchanged in Kansas City, up about 3 cents in the Chicago. The next big report, of course, will be the monthly one this week, or excuse me, next week. But the next big one will be in January. It'll be the December quarterly stocks, and then the final 2017 winter wheat acres. A lot of people are expecting less acres due to the low price, and maybe really a lot less harvested acres because people are grazing it out. But that'll be in January. So for now, we're mainly watching the outside factors such as the dollar and the export markets. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.